Good afternoon, everyone. Allison Skaberg here with Consolidated Planning Group. We are excited to bring a panel webinar to you today. What this is kind of a unique way of bringing you information kind of in a quick, fast, and in a hurry way. I think of our panel webinars as speed dating. And today what our topic is middle school and high school options. And I want to preface and say, it says Texas on here, it is Houston, middle school and high school options available to families with a child with special needs. So what is happening today? I want to start by saying that everybody that is registered for today's webinar, you are going to get a copy of today's slides and a link to the recording in your email later today or tomorrow with everything that we talk about. So we are in webinar mode today. And what that means is that we can't see you or hear you, but we do know that you're here and we're glad that you're here and that you have joined us today. We invite you to put your questions in the chat box. We have several schools that have taken their time to be here with us today. And during the course of this webinar, we're going to learn about each of these schools. Each one of the participants here today are going to talk a little bit more about who they are, where they're located, who they serve, if they have openings, if they have other programs after school or post high school. They're going to talk about all of those things. So we invite you to put your questions in the chat box. I'll be monitoring the chat box, but each one of our presenters will be monitoring the chat box as well. So if you have a specific question for a specific school, please say that this question is for and name the school, and then they will respond directly to you. So that's a little bit different format than we normally take. I always like to start by talking a little bit more about who is Consolidated Planning Group, who we are, and who we serve. We are a holistic special needs financial planning firm. We're nationally certified as Social Security advisors and members of the Special Needs Planning Academy. We are an advisory and consulting firm. Families come to us because they want to plan for the future of their loved one with a disability, and they want to answer questions like, who's going to care for my child when I'm gone? How much money do I need to fund a special needs trust? How and when should I apply for public benefits? What do I say? What do I do? How do I go about doing this? And most importantly, how do we maintain eligibility for state and federally funded programs? So we help with all of those things. We help people put protection plans in place, set up lifetime care plans. We do a lot of transition planning. We help set up ABLE accounts, and we do a lot of advocacy through our webinars, which I should mention that we have a Consolidated Planning Group YouTube channel. If you haven't checked it out, you can subscribe to that for free. We do webinars every week on topics regarding planning for a loved one with a disability. If you can think of it, we've probably done a webinar on there, and we have almost 500 webinars on our YouTube channel, and we've titled them in such a way so you can kind of search for the stuff that you're on in your journey with your loved one and find appropriate content for that. We have talks about guardianship and alternatives to guardianship, special needs trust, why you might need them, ABLE accounts, and to name a few, and then also, we kind of talk about a letter of intent, which is, I sometimes refer to that as a family love letter. So you'll want to check those out. So having said that, we are happy to be here with Rachel. And Rachel, I'm going to turn that over to you. Tell us about True Knight Academy and all about who you serve and what you guys do.
Hi, my name is Jamarcus Grace. I'm the director here at True Knight. True Knight was born out of a need to bring higher standards and increase its expectations to our special needs students. Our intention is to bring an innovative and holistic approach to education, utilizing a strong curriculum and supporting it with brain training activities. A neuro-ed program is also what we offer. We like to believe in the importance of building a strong fundamental, namely a reading and writing and arithmetic, and that each student is capable of learning. So with True Knight, we have two programs. We have a dual program, which we have True Knight Academy, which is our day school. And also we have True Knight Therapy, which is our therapy school, which where we are We're pursuing and supporting the kids who's in need of ABA. As well, we are open enrollment school based on the needs of the children, whether it's just mental challenges within their behaviors, or just speech, or just academics. We're a Christian-based school as well, but that doesn't shy away any other religion. We are open to all religions, but we follow under the Christianity. We teach around the fundamental academics of math, English, reading, writing, and science and social studies. And we also within our program, we like to bring to the students a program what we call ABF, a Brilliant Foundation program, where you utilize different techniques from exercising to brain training exercise for what we call the listening program that's followed under Faith Haley. And not only that, with True Night Academy, we're like a traditional school, but very flexible under the academics of the students. But outside of True Night Academy, outside of True Night Therapy, we like to offer within the summer what we call extended school, where we have it's similar to summer camp. So when the kids, so when we bring about summer camp, school let out in May. So we like to offer summer camp where the kids come about during the summer, where they do a little bit of academics from math to English, but throughout the summer they're going on different field trips. They help work on their social skills, their communication, their community skills, their behavior, safety skills, independence, just a variety of things where we're just trying to build our kids to be more sociable and more just more independence and as from that aspect. Let me see.
I am Rachel Bradley. I am the BCBA, the Board Certified Behavior Analyst here at True Night. I operate under the realm of True Night Therapies. So Grace is one of the teachers and the director here at True Night Academy. So we are a dual enrollment program. The ABA programming was started around 2022 here with four clients. Now we're up to about 10. We are working on getting UHC and Medicaid credentialing. That's kind of one of our bigger goals. I oversee most of the RBTs here. I write the plans for the kiddos. I do all of the insurance paperwork, everything, monitor their progress, and then supervise all of the technicians, train the parents. So I'm kind of doing more of the therapy role. And then the teachers here do the academics separately. So it's nice. We have some of the kids that will do the traditional school day only. Some of them will do some schooling and then flip over to our side and do the ABA programming. So we really have a beautiful blend of everything here for all of the kids' individual needs. And it has been truly a pleasure to be here. I love that it is Christ-centered. And I feel like this is just a wonderful place to work, a wonderful place to be. We love all of our kiddos. And do we have income? Yes, most definitely. We have a lot of people rotating in and out of the classroom to help the kiddos. That's a really good question.
Yes. We have TA, teacher assistant, that helps along the academic part of the school with TKA. Also, we have with TKT, we have our registered behavior therapist, who's either doing group sessions or they're doing one-on-one sessions.
I have a couple of questions before we move on. How many kids are in your school? Where are you located?
We're located in Sugar Land off of Williams Trace, 1730 Williams Trace Boulevard, Building H. And currently right now we have a total of 18 students.
Yeah, roughly.
Okay. And do you have any transportation to your school?
No, we do not. But we don't do the transportation, but we do have outsiders some of our students are at other facilities where they transport the kids to our facility. and we just meet them wherever location they at, what is in the front of the school, or in a parking lot, somewhere in the parking lot.
Okay, and what ages do you guys serve in grades?
So we serve from the age
5 to 22.
Okay, so you do have post high school options after age 18. So that is great to know. And then so for families that are interested in learning more, clearly you guys can put your questions in the chat box for True Night. Do you guys schedule tours, or is there a specific day that you guys do tours?
Yes, ma'am. You if anyone wants to do a specific tour, you'll just give me a call. Either I will pick up, the CEO of the school, she'll pick up, and we'll see what days work best for you. And then you can come in for a tour, and you just have a lovely day and a fun day with us and the kids.
Okay, and then our last question before we move to Gateway.
We're located in Sugar Land.
So right off of Highway 59 and Williams Trace.
Okay.
It is not too far from 59.
And the last question is do you have a range? Can you provide a range of tuition costs?
Well, the tuition cost varies depending on once we do our assessment of the student. So I can't really just give you just a strong estimate. It depends on the student, whether they are one-on-one or they're one-on-three or they're one-on-four. So that varies.
However, if you are dual enrolled, so say your kiddo comes for academics and then later on transitions over to therapies, insurance that you're working with will cover your portion of therapies. That is taken from the tuition cost. So you're only paying for the academy portion if your insurance is paying for the therapies portion.
Gotcha. And when you said you guys are working with, I think you said United Healthcare, and who else is that for Medicaid?
We are trying to, those are the only two that we are not credentialed with that I'm aware of yet, is UHC and Medicaid. The bigger ones we have coverage for.
Okay, perfect. And just for anybody, because you know UHC is the big deal around here, do you have an estimated timeline? There's no doubt that there's no timeline with Medicaid, but do you have an estimated hopeful timeline with UHC that you might be able to accept that?
We are hoping within the next year, hopefully sooner than that, but realistically, I would say probably within a year or two.
Okay, that sounds great. Well, thank you for being here today.
Thank you for
sharing True Night Academy with us. We appreciate it. So next we have Gateway Academy. So we're happy to be here with these two lovely ladies. We have Bonnie Jones and we don't see your other name.
Lori Beach.
Yes. Lori, okay, gotcha. So tell us all about Gateway. Thanks for being here, ladies.
Thanks for having us. So I'm Bonnie Jones. I'm the director of admissions, and Corey will be speaking to you a little bit later on about the parent component of our programming. First things first, that is a link that you can go directly to our website. It has all the information about admissions. We are located on 610, close to 290 off of TC Jester, so Central Houston, and we serve 6th through 12th grade students. Our facilities, just because we are committed to low student teacher ratios, will never go above 80. And we tend to be right around 75, with 20 to 25 being in middle school and the rest being in high school. In terms of our school kind of environment, I like to think of us as providing a traditional school program for students with additional academic and social supports. We have a vibrant theater arts program. Our students still participate in things like student council and prom. We have athletics, but we also have very small classroom sizes. In middle school, the core academic classes are going to be 4 to 6 students in a group. In high school, it's going to be 6 to 8 students. And we build our programs around similarly matched academic cohorts. So in terms of like the students that come to our school, there's a variety of different diagnoses, but we look less at the diagnoses themselves and more about how the students show up. So we have students that are below grade level, at grade level, and above grade level. So for example, in one cohort, we might have a group of students that have a variety of different learning disabilities like dyslexia and dyscalculia. And so they're at our program because they're really wanting those academic interventions to try and remediate those gaps. We also have students that are above grade level that may be high functioning on the autism spectrum and are there really because of the social piece. They've maybe struggled with bullying in their past environment, or just really understanding how to make those social connections and be successful in those pieces. And we have a social communication program where students attend classes with their same age peers 3 times a week. And a lot of those things are targeted, like how to read the room and know how to move in and blend, how to build those connections with other students, how to understand how perspective taking, and really all those kind of complex social competencies are broken down and helping our students understand and become more successful socially. And then we may have students that are at grade level and really could attend a traditional private or public school, but general anxiety disorder is a huge component, or social anxiety, and they've just really struggled in those large classroom sizes and navigating a typical middle school or high school experience. So I guess those are some of the things that are kind of unique to our program. Trying to think of anything else. Oh, we do have a young adult program. It's really like a 1 or 2 year program for students post high school that are kind of, sometimes they've even obtained college degrees. Sometimes they're fresh out of high school and are really not sure what to do or how to make it to that next level in employment, or what they should do. So we work with our transition team and trying to help them navigate that piece. Trying to think, our school day starts at 7:45 and ends at 3:10 for middle school. It ends at 3:50 for high school. Monday is a half day that we do. That's where we kind of faculty lesson plans and kind of talks about the students and addresses those needs. But we have extended programming. Our outside people that come in and work with the students till 4 on Mondays. And then we have extra programming until 5 Tuesday through Friday. And then I was going to let Corey talk a little bit about our parent piece, and I'm open to questions.
Hi, I'm Corey Beach. I'm the Director of Family Support. I'm one of the newest members of Gateway. I came last year. One thing about Gateway is our faculty stays and we don't leave. We love it. It's home. And we believe that collaboration between home and school is really, really important in the success of the child. So part of my role is I'm teacher for parents. I'm here to help the parents connect with resources. I'm here to talk through the challenges, and I'm here to help celebrate those wins, to connect parents with each other. I also, one thing I love to do is to continue learning. So all the resources and everything I go to, I come to a lot of webinars. I share with the parents. I put together different parent learning opportunities, tips of the week, any sort of thing. A lot of times the topics come from parents themselves, what they're thinking of. Also, I just help parents remind themselves that it's a hard job and sometimes we just need to take a breather. So I'm here for that support for parents, and also to connect to the teachers in the classroom, to make sure everyone's getting the same information, that we're all on the same page. We have all the pieces of the information we need for that child to be successful.
I love that.
I was just going to add one more thing I'd forgotten, and I can't believe, but as our counseling program is one of our highlights as well. So we have 3 counselors, and they all students attend a mental wellness class once a week, which is really just kind of talking about things that are unique to most often that grade level, whether it's getting them ready for sex ed, or things like negative self-talk, or managing frustration. There's just different things they target and help the students understand better and also develop strategies to support those. And then the counselors are also really building relationships with those students and talking to them in and out of class as well. And then I think that's it. Yes. Thank you.
Three. I have 3 questions. They keep growing. Is there extra programming in the afternoon included in the tuition, or is that a separate charge?
That is a separate charge.
Okay. And then how many students? You said 80, I think.
We won't go above 80. Typically, it's between 70 and 75, just to commit to our ratios.
And focusing on that too, since we have kids all over the city, we don't provide transportation, but we will help coordinate carpools or who lives in the same area so that parents can get that piece figured out too.
And many of our students do participate in carpools with one another.
Okay, so that's good from a transportation perspective. Do you have any summer programs available for young people who don't necessarily attend during the school year?
No, that is something that we routinely bring back up. And we have had students that have kind of been unique situations that have, but we generally don't open it to the public.
Gotcha. We have a question in the chat box today. For the most of the panel, everybody here today is going to be talking about Houston options for special schools. We will do a Dallas, San Antonio, Austin segment. But for any of the presenters on today, if you know about schools that are like you in the Dallas area, if you'll put that in the chat box for her. Or also, I know that the Special Schools Coalition, and I don't know if that's Houston based or if that's all across the state of Texas. Do you guys know about that?
Houston.
That's Houston. Okay, Special Schools Coalition. So anybody that has any comments for Dallas, but we will do a separate webinar for that. Well, Gateway, you guys got a lot of exciting stuff going on. So that is very, very cool. And we are certainly happy to learn more about that. We did see somebody say 29 acres in Fort Worth area serves young adults. And you can email us. We do have a list of schools. For across Texas, we do have a list of transition programs across Texas, so you can feel free to email us on that as well. So thank you both, Corey and Bonnie, for being here with us today. And so next we are moving on to the Journey School of Houston. Welcome, Keith. Thank you for being here with us today.
Thank you. And this is Jennifer Brown, one of the co-founders of the school.
Thank you so much for putting this on. I know that for a lot of parents, it's really difficult to find the right fit. And we've definitely had a lot of experiences of parents coming into our doors and saying, we don't know where our kid belongs. So I think webinars like these are very, very important. So we're located in the Heights. We are on the west side of the Heights. So we're centrally located. And we serve primarily kiddos who would fit the 2E classification. So that's it's twice exceptional for any of you who haven't heard about this. But our kiddos are typically very bright cognitively, but are underperforming academically and behind socially and struggle with regulating their own emotions. So our program is built around fostering a classroom that is a therapeutic environment. So we do have in-class support from a licensed clinician and child development specialist. And then our kiddos, our academics are project-based, which allows us to differentiate instruction because it is not uncommon for us to get a third grader who is, performing at a sixth grade level in math, but still trying to master basic reading skills or vice versa. So we serve kiddos K through eight. Right now we're trying to start a dedicated preschool, but that's just in the works. We're not taking preschool kids yet. But so I know that this is a middle school and high school webinar. And so we take middle schoolers. And then part of our program is to help find a high school that would fit their needs. So some of our kids end up transitioning out to regular public school. Some of them transition out to typical education settings at private schools, but then others aren't quite ready for a larger high school experience, something to that effect. So that is a part of our program, and that happens in our family consultation. So when parents are joining and our kiddos are enrolled, every family has their own family consultant who's a licensed clinician who helps them understand their child's behaviors and what they're trying to communicate. And so that's the basis of Journey, that our students' behaviors are communicating something. And if we can be curious about that with them rather than trying to extinguish the behavior, then our kiddos will be able to connect their thoughts, feelings, and behaviors all together. We do also, obviously we have a the regular education content, right? Math, reading, science, social studies, that kind of thing. But we also have an extra portion in our day developed to talent or devoted to talent development. And so one day a week we do a specific SEL skill, and then the other days of the week are dedicated to different talents that our students are interested in cultivating. We believe that our students are successful both inside of their academics and outside of their academics when we're supporting their growing successes in other areas. So we also include community involvement, community service, because our students have often been asked to leave communities. And so we also believe that part of helping them with their self-efficacy and self-esteem is helping them to find a way that they positively impact their community. Mr. Keith, is there anything that
we have an I've extended left out? School year?
Yes.
Through in the June. Mm-hmm. And that is included in the regular tuition. Mm-hmm. We have PE every day, and the group, both groups come together for PE and for recess.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, and our groups. So we're a micro school. Right now we have 8 students, but we do have 3 groups, and they're grouped together by age. So not just by age, but also by their social and emotional and executive functioning. And so we typically would have like kinder, first and second group together, and then like third, fourth and fifth. But those kiddos who are on the fringes might belong to one group or the other, depending on how they're functioning in each area. So we do have openings right now in our middle school. We have, I believe, 3 openings. 3 spots, and we do have, I believe, 4 spots in our lower school, which would be like our kindergarten, first, second. We do have an extended year, thank you, Mr. Keith, through June, and that's included in the tuition, and so are all of the school supplies, so no more buying those pesky packages of school supply. It looks like someone asked if we have a tuition range. Yeah, so our tuition is actually $33,000 for any student. It's there's not really a range because we don't offer like different amounts of time or different programs. It's just Monday through Friday. Our school day is 8:30 to 3. We don't have any after school options right now on campus, but in family consultation, we often help families find different after school programs that are helpful for our particular population of kiddos.
Okay, and I'm sorry, you said you were centrally located. Tell me, did you say on the west side of the Heights? Is that what you said?
Yes. Yeah, we're at Heights, or I'm sorry, we're at TC Jester and 11th.
Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. All right, so if you have any additional questions for the Journey School or any of the schools that have talked so far, please put those in the chat box and they will respond. Certainly, it is our pleasure. Thank you for joining us today and sharing a little bit more about your school and your program. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So next, you guys get me. Paradigm Development Center, they were not able to be here with us today. They serve students who may not perform well in a traditional educational setting. Due to autism spectrum disorder, emotional regulation issues, challenges, and learning differences. And so they are located in Houston. We've got their website on here. Some of the other presenters here may have a little bit of additional insight on Paradigm Development Center and can share that with you. I I believe that they have some type of homeschool program as well, so you may want to check on that. I'm sorry I don't have all of that information, but please reach out to Lauren Marvin, who is the co-founder and lead educator, and she will share with you a little bit more about their program. Okay, so let me go back here. Okay, so next, we are happy to have Jaquise here with us, who's gonna talk to us about Monarch School. Thank you for being here.
You're so welcome. If I look down, it's because I am timing myself for the 5 minutes to make sure that I don't go over. But my name is Jaquise Jones. I'm the Director of Admissions here at the Monarch School and Institute. We are located in the Greater Houston area on the northwest side near Memorial City Mall. So Gessner and I-10 area, not too far from Katy. We were founded in 1997, and we have been around for quite some time, over 25 years. I have served in this role for a decade now. So, yes, so this is like home. So in terms of who we serve students as young as 3 up into adulthood. So we serve students grades pre-K, elementary, middle, high school, and we also have a young adult program or transition services, which we call Emerge. We have rolling admissions, so you can always apply to our school. There's never not a good time to apply. So I would encourage you just to go to our website to learn more information. You'll see admissions/apply at the top right-hand corner of your screen, and then you'll get started on creating your application. A little bit more about that application process before I talk more about the programming that we offer. You will upload all of your students' diagnostic information. So generally speaking, that would be their most current neuropsychological evaluation, or maybe a full and individual evaluation from your school district or psychoed eval, along with any other supportive documentation that will help the admissions team to determine if we may be suitable to serve your student and meet their needs. After you receive that, or after you upload that information, you'll also be prompted to pay a non-refundable application fee. So that application fee does cover the admissions team reviewing that document. Sometimes there is a fair amount of coordination with other outside providers as well. And then also I will invite your family to have a 1-hour Zoom meeting with a few members of the team. And then the final step of the admissions process is that we will invite your student to come on campus for a shadow day. So that's really the admissions process, kind of short and sweet. So in terms of who we serve, the majority of our students have been diagnosed somewhere on the autism spectrum. So we do serve levels 1, 2, and 3, formerly diagnosed PDD, NOS, Asperger's disorder. However, we are a very neurodiverse campus. So we also have learners that do not have an autism diagnosis, but they may have sensory challenges or gross motor, fine motor challenges, and maybe even learning differences. So we are definitely a neurodiverse campus. We also provide very, very low student to teacher ratios. Our lowest ratio is 2 students with 1 educator, and our highest ratio in our high school program, which is the Butterfly program, is 9-1. So in addition to all of that, we also provide an extended summer session, which is included in the tuition cost for some learners. For other learners, it is additional at an additional cost. 19 days, that summer session usually starts in June and wraps up usually the week after the 4th of July. We also have, in terms of the differentiator, because you all have heard about so many great options this afternoon, the differentiator with Monarch will be our 4-core goal methodology. So all of our students, we develop a therapeutic education plan, which is pretty synonymous with an individualized education plan that you would find in a public school. So ours is going to be within the domains of self-regulation, self-awareness, executive functioning, academic and professional competence, and social development. We also will administer our own tests for students once they get started and acclimated. We will administer English language arts assessments as well as mathematics assessments, and that will also help us to determine where we're starting with students and to also help to determine where are those gaps in the learning, and will help us to get them where they need to be. We also teach to the national standard. So we do follow the TEKS for the state of Texas. And our goal is that all of our students get through high school and earn those 22 credits. Let me see, what else am I missing? We also have before school and after school opportunities for students as well. There are different start times and end times depending on the student's program. But generally speaking, you're looking at about an 8 o'clock start or 8:30 start with about a 3 o'clock or a 3:30 dismissal. Our tuition ranges from about $29,500 up to about $58,000, but this will depend on the student's program. So I encourage you to look at our website or send me an email, because we have a plethora of programs that we offer. I'm trying to think if there is anything else that I've missed. In addition to the professional educators in the program, every single student is assigned a therapeutic coach or an executive functioning coach. And that individual's role is to really work on blending in the social, emotional well-being of the student. So it's a really nice, eclectic, multidisciplinary team that is working on behalf of the students. So we are very much learner-centered as well as strengths-based as well. So we're the perfect school for students who don't necessarily fit into your traditional public school environment. And they're not necessarily the best fit for a self-contained special education classroom. They may be the highest functioning and just may not have a good cohort. So we are looking for those students that are the outliers and that generally have a hard time kind of fitting in. Those are the learners that we want at Monarch. And I see that there's a question. Ooh, a question.
Yeah, I think that question everybody can answer individually. I think part of the premise of the question is really like the importance of students. I used to sit on a board for a special needs school for 10 years. And on the board, we talked about what is a manageable risk and what is an unmanageable risk, because each school serves a specific population. And sometimes there have been times where schools have accepted a student that quite frankly didn't fit the mold, and the teachers suffered and the student suffered, the parents suffered, and the other students in the school suffered as well. And so she was basically saying, you know, like, you know, finding out, you know, having a school just say, you know, actually this may not be a good fit for you. And I think that at the end of the day, I mean, as schools and educators, we do want what's best for the kids. And you know, that is why those interviews are so important. That day of shadowing is so important. The questions. And also for parents, I just want to say this, and I'm not being rude when I say this, being honest about those behaviors that aren't great. Because the thing is, as parents, we want the best for our kids, and sometimes we might not mention that our child has some ridiculous behaviors that have caused them to get kicked out of school, of many other schools, or other things like that, because we want them to be accepted. But those behaviors are going to rear their head, and so it is truly, truly important as we're seeking these services and school options for our kids that we're very real with the reality of our student and what deficits they may have, even though we might be embarrassed by them or don't want to talk about it, or it's been the source of the bane of your existence. It's important to be honest. And this is true not just for education. This is true for transition programs post high school. This is true for summer camps. This is true for residential living options in the future as well. So I do want to mention that. So last question that I have for you. So I seem to remember summer programs, post high school options. How old do your programs go up to? And do, if you have the summer programs, do you accept students that are not students there? Maybe if some families can't afford Monarch, but maybe they could afford the summer program. So talk to us about that.
That's a great question. So there is no age cutoff for the young adult program. So our oldest adult just turned 42 in our program. So I would encourage you to reach out. Let's talk about it and let's see what offerings we have. We've evolved over the years to now, instead of just offering those full day options, we also now have part-time or partial week options for our young adults, to where they can just drop in maybe 2 days out of the week or 3 days out of the week. In terms of summer opportunities, that is available to non-Monarch students. So there is still an admissions process. The application fee is reduced, the paperwork is reduced, but that is available for students who do not attend our day school program. And I forgot to mention as well that we do have a diagnostic clinic on site. So if you are interested in getting a second opinion or an additional evaluation, we offer that through our diagnostic clinic. We also have RBTs, BCBAs, occupational therapists, speech language pathologists, as well as music therapy.
Okay, and then I seem to remember that there was some kind of transportation or co-op or something going on at your school. Can you talk about that? Did you tell us where you were?
Yes, I did tell you where I am, but we are Northwest Houston near I-10, Gessner, by Memorial City Mall, not too far from Katy. We don't provide transportation, but we do have a fair amount of parents that carpool. And then we do have before school and after school opportunities for those families that need to drop off a little early or pick up a little late.
Okay, that is perfect. And I do know, just because our whole firm, that's all we do, is work with families that have a loved one with a disability. And I do know that there are people that have kids going to Monarch from all over the greater Houston area, Fort Bend County, I don't care where you are, Katy, Sugarland, they're coming from Pearland, they're coming from all over. So it's likely that you could find a family to carpool with. So I do know that.
This school year, we are serving students from over 48 zip codes.
Wow. And last thing before we move on to Momentum Academy, how many students do you guys have now?
Yes, right now we have 130 students enrolled.
Okay, awesome. Well, Jaquez, I'm so glad that you're here with us today and telling us about Monarch. And if you guys have additional questions for her, please do put them in the chat box. And for anybody that's joined or joined late, today's webinar is being recorded. It will be on our podcast. It will be on the Consolidated Planning Group YouTube channel. And anybody who signed up for today is also going to get an email with a copy of today's slides and a link to the recording. So if you missed anything, you didn't, you're going to get it. So do not worry about that. Okay. So Momentum Academy, for this one, you guys get me again. I apologize for that. Dominique couldn't be here with us today. So Momentum Academy is in Webster, Texas. The tuition that the Inquiring Minds want to know is $18,600. It's accredited through the TAPS organization, and they serve grades from 5 through 12. So there's not necessarily a typical student profile for Momentum Academy, but they primarily serve students with the following diagnoses. So we're talking about, in no particular order, high functioning autism, ADD, ADHD, anxiety, processing disorder, auditory processing. So processing speed delays, working memory issues, receptive language disorders, learning differences, all the D's, the dyslexia, dysgraphia, dyscalculia, dyspraxia, and expressive language disorders. So what I would say is do check out their website, reach out to Dominique, talk to them a little bit more about their programs and how their programs may be a good fit. I am not aware about after school. And so any of our presenters, if you know more about Momentum Academy, I'm not sure about after school programs. I'm not sure about summer programs. And post age 18, well, it says 5 to 12th grade. So I don't know if they have post age 18 transition programs. So do reach out, check out their website. I'm sure their website is very great. So and thank you we appreciate Momentum being here and having their slide for us today. Yay, Julie, thank you for chiming in. I didn't know if you actually had something for Momentum. I did ask if anybody had any information on Momentum to chime in, but Julie is also our next presenter for The Hub Houston. So thank you, Julie, for being here with us today.
Thank you, everyone. I'm happy to be here. I'm Julie Pomerantz, and I'm the admissions director and outreach director at The Hub Houston. HUB stands for Heard, Understood, Believed In. And we're actually in our 10th year, so a big anniversary year for us with lots of celebrations. We are located in the northwest part of Houston, off of the 290 West, around the Bingle exit. The HUB is a very small school, so we're hovering around close to 30 students. We really do intend to stay small. And we just really love to focus on those who are with us and make sure they're getting all of the support that they need. So again, in the near future, we do tend to, we'll probably stay around 30 or 32 students. We do have a couple of openings right now. We have several youngsters coming in to visit soon. So they might be taken soon, but a wait list would start, and then we would hopefully get through it as quickly as possible. I wanted to cover who we serve, our population. Most of the students here at the HUB, and by the way, we're talking about ages 13 through 18 or 19, depending on how long they need to be with us. Most of them are going to be somewhere on the autism spectrum, mostly level one and two. We are not a therapeutic school, and so we're unable to bring in students with behaviors in such that they could potentially harm themselves, harm others. We're not able to go in that direction, but certainly level one or two works well at the HUB. And then we have other diagnoses that we cover. We have a young lady here with Down syndrome. We have quite a few here for anxiety, maybe some mild depression, ADHD, of course, perhaps some health issues. So for any reason at all that they just need more of that support, we are here for them. And then the ratio is going to be mostly about four or five students to a teacher at a time. While they're in the academic classes, they are grouped by ability. That way they are surrounded by others who are approximately around where they are when it comes to learning. We also, though, have classes with work skills, life skills, social skills. In fact, we offer our own social skills curriculum called the Journey of Belonging. They actually have classes in this Journey of Belonging, which is really the heart and soul of the work that we do at the HUB, where they're learning all about the I side of their brain and the we side of the brain. What I mean by that is the I side is all about critical thinking skills, independence, you know, working on training your brain to look at life in the most positive light. The we side will be focused on being a good member of the community, learning to share ideas, being supportive of others, and of course, understanding that we all have something interesting we want to say, but it's very important to listen to others as well. So they do get classes in Journey of Belonging. Besides that, we have a lot of very interesting and fun electives. We offer art, music, drama, dance, theater. We put on a big production at the end of the year. We have woodworking that's actually offered on another campus that I'll tell you about in just a moment. We've had yoga here before. We have culinary. We have a gardening elective. So a lot to offer in that realm. We also have a lot of community service. So we want to have our students out and about as much as possible. With the community service, it's not just about giving back to the community. It's also about learning essential work skills all at the same time. We have a lot of field trips around town because we are a not-for-profit school. We are offered tickets a lot by organizations such as the Astros. They offer us tickets for games every year. The symphony, the opera, live theater. So we try to get them out for these fun events. And then we offer internships for the older students where they are actually on an internship, typically for about 4 to 6 weeks. Very often after they are done with high school, they'll get offered a part-time position. In fact, this year, one of our members was offered a full-time position at an employment partner of ours, but he wanted to go to college. He's in college part-time and working. I would say that quite a few of our students might not perhaps be college bound. Whether the student is or whether they are not, we work with the family and, you know, go through this journey together to figure out what will be the next fit moving forward. And we're all about opening doors for them and helping them in every way we can. I wanted to very briefly just talk about the transition piece. We have three young adult programs that we offer at other campuses. One of them is called Life 101. It is a daytime employability program. We have members there who are there full-time and others that are there part-time that might be working part-time or they might actually be in college part-time. So it's a variety. And the last 2 years, we did have quite a lengthy waiting list for Life 101, but this past year, we were able to move out a lot of our members into employment and we had openings finally. We are at capacity at Life 101 with about 42. Right now, we're hovering around 38. So we have some openings right now, and we already have a bit of a list starting up for next year. And then we also have another campus. It's called Aspire Accessories. We refer to those members as artisans, and they make beautiful items that are sold online and at markets. We pay the artisans minimum wage, and the parents do pay a $100 fee per day while they are there. They will work anywhere from one day a week all the way up through 5 days a week. It just depends on, you know, what they're looking for. And then finally, we offer Club Hub, which is a social club. Again, this is post high school. They meet three nights a week and one weekend day a month. You can come whenever you want because it is a social club. And that is on the Life 101 campus. But again, it's at nighttime. And we have probably about 45 members in Club Hub. However, they are not all there at the same time. It can vary anywhere from like 12 people a night all the way up to 25 or more a night. It just depends on the activity. Quickly going back into the high school, though, I wanted to mention that besides our students having full access to all of our staff, every single student has their one-on-one coach who they meet with very regularly. And that coach is also the go-to coach for the parents. So there's a lot of communication back and forth. If your child had a hard night, we really want you to let the coach know in the morning. So we're knowing, you know, what to be aware of, what to look for. And it's just all about helping the family out and working together. I wanted to also let you know that we do not offer transportation, but just like some of the other schools said, we're more than happy to go through the list and figure out who lives near where you live in order to connect you with each other and help out with that. With regard to the tuition, this year, we're at $28,000 for the year. The parents typically pay $2,800 per month, August through May. And there is the only fee, or I should say deposit that we have is the enrollment deposit, which is $500. If your child is still with us next May, the $500 goes towards your May tuition. There's no application fee, there's no book fee, no supply fee. It's all wrapped up in that tuition. Any questions? What did I not cover?
You did a great job of covering all of the programs. Thank you for sharing that. I know that we've had families that have kids out there and have been in that that 101 class, and they're real happy with that. And did you mention on any programming available during the summer for people that aren't students there during the year? If you have that, I'm sorry.
Sure. So thank you for bringing that up. So we do have camps in the summer. They are 1 week camps that run from early June through mid-July. However, they are for our current families. Now, what has happened in the past is if we do have some openings in the end, typically it might be a hub family that will say they have a friend that wants to join in. If there is room, you know, we will allow that, but it is typically going to be filled up by the hub families.
Okay, wonderful. Julie, thank you for sharing the Hub Houston with us today. And I would just like to say thank you to all of our presenters today. Everybody came together. I don't work for them. They don't work for me. They don't work for each other. Everybody is independent schools here coming together for the greater good of our community and kind of learning about what these, you know, school options. Education of our kids with disabilities is a big deal. It's something that's always burning. It's a burning thought. And in parents' minds, and just always trying to make a good, you know, find that good fit where your child is going to thrive and grow. And one thing I think she mentioned about, you know, some of our kids are not a fit for higher education. And we do a lot of talks on higher education options for kids with intellectual disabilities. And what I would say is sometimes it's not now. I say that, you know, oftentimes when we have a loved one with a disability, we're often late to the party, but we get there. So although at 18 they may not be there, they totally may be at 28. And there are a tremendous amount of programs all throughout the United States, all throughout the state of Texas, higher education programs that are geared for individuals who have disabilities, including intellectual disabilities. So don't be discouraged. And I am always a fan of let's meet our kids where they are. And it's okay if they're, you know, below grade level, let's get them where they need to be. And maybe that takes us a few more years than what a traditional path may look like. But I think that the key is self-confidence and building some of that confidence and letting them have some wins. So if we have to go backwards to be able to move forward, I don't know, I'm just a fan of that being okay. So we just like to close with things to keep on your radar. You know, Consolidated Planning Group, we're gonna talk about these things when it comes to our kids and transitioning and planning for the future. I always say it's not about beating yourself up about the things that you haven't done. Some people have done a lot of planning. They've got the special needs trust in place. If their kids are over 18, they have guardianship or alternatives in place. They've done a lot of planning. Some people have done nothing and they feel embarrassed about it. Some people have taken some stuff, but then they put it on the shelf and they probably just need to pick up where they left off. We have topics on all of these things on our YouTube channel. And we work on a collaborative team here at CPG, and we stand ready to help you plan for the future. We're nationally certified as Social Security advisors, members of the Special Needs Planning Academy, and we always offer free personalized consultations to talk a little bit more about the planning that you've done so far. What help do you need? Some people need help with transition programs, or they need help with residential programs. There's all kinds of reasons why people come to the table and they say, I need some help and I need some guidance. We always offer free personalized consultations on that. So this QR code that is on the screen, you guys will get a link with the slides. You can hover your camera over the QR code and it will take you to a calendar where you can schedule your free personalized consultation. So I would just like to thank everyone for being here today, for all of our participants that have showed up and given us an hour of your time today, and all of our presenters for coming together and sharing about your awesome schools and the programs that you have to serve our community. So it's certainly been my pleasure. We'll look forward to connecting with everybody again soon. If you heard from a school today that sounds interesting, check out their website, reach out to them directly. You're going to have their contact information, their website, their email, their phone number, how to get a hold of them and schedule a tour. I know I've taken a lot of tours of schools over the years, and I'm always glad I did. The tour is where it's at. It's where you feel it. You see it, you feel it. You know, my kid is going to be a fit here. They're not going to be a fit here. So I would say take the time and schedule those tours. And then that way you'll have kind of a good game plan together as you move forward. So thanks again, everyone. It's certainly been a pleasure. And I hope everybody has a great afternoon. Take care.